Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Mr. Humble, at your service. Very excited about our good buddy Sam Norwood being back on the show. Sam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a dozen years now. He's been joining us with his Tatum survey of business conditions. This is the June edition of his survey, and he's a senior partner with Tatum LLC, by the way, as we've said many times before. And he's every month he polls hundreds of his partners who are helping to run businesses across the country in industries and businesses just like yours, and they give him their ideas, their perspectives, their attitude, what they're seeing out there in the economy about what's going on right now and for the next 60 days, and he puts it together in a report that we're the happy beneficiaries of. And he's here. He's our good friend Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, and great especially to bring better news than we've had the last 2 months.
Yeah, you've got some. I mean, last month was a lot of red. This month is a lot of green. What's up with that?
Well, in the past 3 years, we've had a summer slump where it seemed, and we've kind of gotten into a pattern. We're not investors, but the investors are saying sell in May and go away.
Right.
We think that pattern may be getting broken this summer with the strength of the turnaround that we've seen in the past 30 days. Maybe it's sell in May and go astray. we think we see strength in order backlogs, and especially in employment. And our guess is the news for us as business owners and managers of small business, the news is going to be more good than bad in the coming 60 days.
Well, the feeling that I get across polling my own audience and with your reports and others that we do, Sam, I get the feeling that what we're looking at is maybe we're not excited about the number, but we like the trend.
Well, that's true.
What do you think?
And if you look up, if you connect the dots back in our chart, back about 6 months, you see one blip up 3 months ago, and then two downticks, and then today's uptick. But if you connect a straight line, you'll see we're fundamentally on a trend that is good. It's not so strong to trigger the Fed to tighten yet, but my guess is that they will later this year, because if this trend keeps up, we're going to have an economy that can stand on its own two legs and sustain itself, and we just keep our fingers crossed that's going to happen.
Well, you know, another thing that, and of course, this isn't helping small business owners that much, because we're all, we're still small. But in a $16 trillion economy, 2% is a lot of growth compared to 3% with a $10 trillion economy, or $11 trillion economy, right? I mean,
yes,
I mean, so. Is it time to start rethinking expecting 3, 4, 5% growth out of an economy this size?
It's not. I think it's early to be thinking of 4 or 5, but I think 3 is within the
what I'm saying is it time to stop thinking that that's our benchmark for growth, for acceptable growth? If we've got $16 trillion economy, is 2.5 acceptable, whereas at 11 trillion, we needed 3.5 to 4%. You see what I mean?
Well, I think it's not that extreme, but the bigger we are, it's like let's think of our small business owners who have the capacity to be fast and quick on their feet,
right?
And that's how they beat the lumbering giants who are slow to meet change. And so, if we use a parallel, The bigger the business, the it's like a ship takes a long time to turn. But in our little speedboat, we can turn and react quickly. And I think and what we're seeing in this survey is for the small business people, be more optimistic rather than less.
Right.
And prepare and take advantage while the others are kind of thinking, well, maybe what's going to happen and how fast the economy going to grow.
Right.
Let's go get them. Let's go get them right now.
I agree.
And I
say something else, Sam. I think the days of Main Street looking around at the national economy numbers and being affected by that, and Main Street looking at Wall Street and being affected by those numbers, I think those days are over. I think we need to be as you're doing here with your survey, we need to be managing our own numbers. I do think there's a disconnect there to some degree. We're going to take a quick break, come back and talk about some specifics in this survey, the Tatum survey, with our good friend Sam Norwood. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.